This Q&A program is brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Capital Air, Capital Decor, and Kate Equip for the benefit of the Ummah.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings on this 11th day of Safar 1443, corresponding to Sunday the 19th of September 2021. We commence with the Islamic economic indicators. The Zakat Nisab is 7,178 rands. The minimum mahr is 359 rands. And the mahr of Fatimi is 17,943 rands. Well, once again, a very warm welcome to our very esteemed Mufti Sahib, as well as to the esteemed listeners that are listening to us locally, nationally, globally, and to the directors as well as the sound engineers of the various radio stations. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jazakallahu khairan once again for joining us on the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum to you, Hafiz Wadi. Jazakallahu khairan to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
I mean, Mufti Sahib, this question comes from a person who has not yet embraced Islam, wanting to know how long has Islam been in existence for?
Bismillah. يا رحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Islam we believe that Islam is from time immemorial. The first masterpiece that Almighty Allah created was Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and from Adam and Eve right up to the last day, only one religion is accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and that is Islam. Chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse number 19. So write it down, my brother. Chapter 3, verse 19. Inna al Islam, inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Verily, the religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah is only Islam, and there's no other religion. Yes, Almighty Allah has given us freedom of choice. People can choose what they want to, but the accepted religion by Almighty Allah Jalla wala is only Islam. Second one, every prophet, every messenger was selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wala, and not elected by people. You see, when you have elections like nowadays, various countries, you will find a big circus going on. So these Anbiya, prophets, messengers, who are ma'asum, protected by divine protection, remember each one of them, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, Prophet Noah, Prophet Moses, Prophet Abraham, Prophet Jesus, obviously Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for all the prophets, messengers, Anbiya alayhi wasalam and Rusul, each one of them was a Muslim. And I cite to you one example, chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahim Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan wala kin kana Hanifan Muslima wa ma kana min al-Mushrikeen. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham peace be upon him, was no a Jew, nor a Christian, nor an idol worshipper, Allah forbid, and a polytheist. Nay, he was Hanif a Muslima. Hanif, turning away from all false ideologies and submitting, surrendering himself to Islam. So to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, chapter 3, verse number 67, Therefore, what Trump and the Arab rulers, dictators did, remember, is totally haram, the Abrahamic faith and so forth. That is to take people out of the fold of Islam. And we have nothing to do with the Israeli rogue apartheid regime. And Surah number 3, remember, Almighty Allah mentions that in Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 85, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whosoever seeks for any ism besides that of Islam, there's a religion, then it will never ever be accepted from him, and in the year after, the person will be from the failures and losers. Chapter 3, verse 85. Therefore, my brother, it's time for you to contemplate and think that is it not time I come back to my natural home, and that is Islam. And that is our intention, our invitation to one and all, that you study what you want to, but remember, Islam started the day, remember, the creation started billion, million years ago, that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla alone knows.
Mufti Sahib, how would one know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you?
Whenever I invite you to my house, so I tell you, come here and so forth, what does that tell us? So that now that person is happy with you. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala gives us tawfiq and the ability to continue with the righteous deeds and actions. La yakhafu fillahi lawmat la'im. They don't worry about the criticism. They don't worry about what people have to say. Their aim must be to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then that's a sign that Almighty Allah is pleased with that person. And where's the dalil and evidence for that? In the Quran Sharif itself. Inna alladhina qalu Rabbuna Allah. Verily those people who say Almighty Allah is the sustainer, nourisher, it's not the tablet or operation that they get cured with. Nay, it is Shafi, Allah gives Shifa. It's not my shop or job that sustains me. That's the superficial suburb and reason. But the real Razak, sustainer, nourisher is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So it shows each one of us should understand that He Almighty Allah wants us to have the correct belief. Then Thumma Staqamu, remain steadfast. Not in Ramadan we are super Muslims and other 11 months we go to the shaitan. Then the night comes off, you must remember Laylatul Qadr or 15 Shaban or so. Then we are again super Muslims. Nay, all times, all places, all circumstances. When a person does that, the angels come to him. To me and you the angels will come, ordinary mortals, ordinary sinners we are. But we try our broken, humble effort. So in our lifetime they will come. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَاللَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَنُوا. The angels will come in droves and droves, groups and groups, and they will tell you, fear not for the future. Don't be sad and do not grieve regarding the past. وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. They give you the glad tidings, remember that of Jannah which you are promised, and Allah will protect us. We read وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Chapter 7, verse 151. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy, and you are the most merciful one to show mercy. We are sinners, we are transgressors, but your mercy transcends everything. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your protectors in this worldly life, in the year after. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Whatever you desire, whatever you request, Allah will give you immediately. You know why? نُزُولًا مِّن غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Hospitality from Allah, who's very, very forgiving of forgiving, very merciful. Surah 41, Hamim al-Sajda, and verses 30, 31, 32. So to continue doing the good deed, reads, continue abstaining from the vices and sins. That's a sign that Almighty Allah is pleased with that person. And the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, senior sahabi who ruled this ummah for almost 20 years from the year 41 to the year 60, he reported Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, may yuridillahu bi khaira, for whosoever Almighty Allah decrees goodness, yufaqihu fi deen, Almighty Allah will give that person deep, profound understanding of deen. He won't be scratching the surface, nay, he will go into the ocean of knowledge and Allah will bless him. May Almighty Allah make us min al maqbulin, from his accepted servants.
I mean, Mufti Sahib, the student has already memorized the 30th part of the Quran Kareem and wants Mufti Sahib's advice. Shall they move on to the 29th part or go to the first part of the Quran Kareem?
MashaAllah, I started thinking about when I'm hearing this question from you, Hafiz Sahib, about my 1968, I went to Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah, my honorable Ustad. I couldn't even read Quran looking inside properly. So Hafiz Sahib, I still have it. I keep my Quran Sharif, where I became Hafiz, and that Amma Supara, which Hafiz Sahib, so Hafiz Sahib told me, read now. Amma yatasa'alun. So he used to read with a red pen, used to make the mark, pull ye, make hunna ye, make mad ye, all that. Like that we start, all Allah's help, you know, Allah's mercy, barakat, wasila of Nabi alayhi salam, parents' duas, and asatiza, teachers' duas, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. And then you carry on like that. So you, my son, my student, what you gonna do? You finish 30th para, and for all you Hafiz students, boys, girls, youngsters, all of you, even old ones, so what you must do is, when you finish the 30th para, the 30th juz, mashaAllah, from Amma Itasalun, you finish min al jinnati wal nas. Now 29 juz left. So what you gonna do? So you request your ustad and you take my name also, it's fine. Tell him I heard, you know, that there's a hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved son-in-law, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who came to him and said, Ya Nabi Allah, O Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my memory is failing me. I learn, I forget, I learn, I forget. And then you read, you must remember, Nabi alayhi salam taught him on Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, what we call Thursday night, after Maghrib, after Isha, 4 rakat salat. You know we read Zohar salat today. So before the first salat, you read 4 rakat. So like that, you read 4 rakat. And first rakat, Surah Yasin, after Surah Fatiha. Second rakat, Surah Dukhan, Surah 44, in the 25th Supara, 25th Juz. Then you read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. So this is the sequence Nabi alayhi salam taught us. And remember that third rakat after Surah Fatiha, and then Surah Tabarak, Surah Mulk in the last rakat. So tell the Ustad, you want to learn these 4 surahs, you want to make pakku, you want to make pakka. Pakku, our languages, pakka, Urdu, you want to make 100% perfect. Then on the night of Jumu'ah, Thursday night, you read it, Allah will give you a powerful retentive memory. Quick, 1 year, 1.5, 2 years, 6 months, you will finish the Quran Sharif, inshaAllah al-Aziz. So that is my advice. Then you can start with juz number 1 and 2 and so forth. Or if you want to start by 29, there's no problem, whatever your teacher tells you. But before that, all of you are doing hifz, that try and memorize these 4 surahs, Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and then Surah Mulk. And inshallah, Thursday night you read it. If you are doing hifz and you don't know, then read these 4 surahs looking inside. And thereafter, 2 rakat Salatul Hajat, and you beg Allah, Allah will bless you with great memory, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to sell an item as is and not revealing the faults of that item to the prospective buyer?
That is what we call, remember Hafiz Wadi, I don't know Hafiz Sahib if you know these terms, yeah, in our old Transvaal and yeah, with the Afrikaners and so forth. My father, Allah give Jannatul Firdaus to our beloved parents, it was his hobby, he used to sell cars, you know. So when this Aramabura used to come, you know, they want the cheap rupees. You understand? 1,000, 2,000. That time, 1,000, 2,000, you could buy a car. You know that. So you must remember in the 60s, early 60s. So he say, okay, you take Fatirikar, Fatik this car and so forth. Footstoots. Footstoots means you take it as it is. You don't come tell me the pistons are not working and this is the carburetor is not working and the wheel caps are missing and I don't want to know anything. Ana bari min kulli aib. I am free and I not responsible. There's no guarantee. Engine sees after 1 week. 1 week is your business. So you tell that person it's an old car. It's a cheapie. Maybe there's 101 faults, but you buy it as is. He's happy. You happy. Willing buyer, willing seller. So totally permissible. So likewise, any garment or anything you are selling, you tell that person there are certain defects or certain problems in it. You want it, you take it as is. Footstoots. And don't come back to me because once you walk out, finish, it's yours. And the money you gave me, it's mine. And no guarantee, no return, no nothing. So then it's totally permissible. Taradi et tarafain. Both parties are happy and acceptable in Islam. It is no problem.
Mufti Sahib, what's the latest news from Palestine?
In Palestine, if I want each one of you, I try and read it every day because remember, we must know what is happening. You know, one day Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu that you must go learn Hebrew. This is in Medina Munawwara. So why must you learn Hebrew? Because these people, when they translate for us, I'm not comfortable. A translator is a traitor. So when he went quickly in 2 weeks or so, he started learning the whole Hebrew, the basics, everything. Because Arabic, Hebrew, all belong to the same family. You call it Semitic languages. Semitic languages comes from the son of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Sam. So Sam, S-A-M, then Semitic languages. So your Syriac, your Yiddish, your Hebrew, your Arabic, all belong to that family there. So quick, he learned it and so forth. In Arabic, we have a saying, Man ta'allama lughata qawmin amina min makrihim. So when you learn the language of a people, then you will be protected from their plotting, planning, and scheming. So today, you must remember that if you learn Afrikaans, you learn Zulu, you learn English, languages are always very, very good to learn. Remember that. That's one point. So there's a newspaper, you all should read it. It's called the Haaretz. It's free of charge. You can just download it. H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. But it's a Jutla, after all, is a Jew. So you will read, and then they will tell you that now you can't read any further. If you want to read further, you must subscribe. But you don't subscribe, you must remember that news they give you is sufficient. So let me give you today's news. Then today's break, you know, hot off the press, as they say. So there is a journalist there, Gideon Levy. So he writes, he is quite okay, like okay meaning compared to the others. He said that the prime minister of rogue regime, he didn't use the word rogue regime, I'm using. Rogue regime Israel, remember Bennett, is now establishing an apartheid state. That's his words. Apartheid state is being established in Israel. That is Gideon Levy. Today's breaking news. The editorial of the Haaretz newspaper today says, the Jews, the Israelis, I just paraphrase it for you, are now breaching the agreement and the protocol or the agreement of Masjid al-Aqsa. These are their newspaper, their editor, their journalists are all writing these type of things. Then another article of interest for me and you, and I thought, because I grew up in a location, so of the apartheid regime of South Africa, so they said that the Arabs, once they get educated, they become a big problem, remember, for Israel. So if you know anything of apartheid, so they would take the African, the black, and push them right far away from town. And what they would do, the white man, the boorer, they would give them one shabin, and they must just drink tatalo. You understand, lochuala. That it was that lingo. Then it tatalochuala. You see, just get drunk whole day and night. So nobody to think nothing. That was the plan of the white man to keep them away from education. So you must remember that. So that is what they want. Today, if you take and if you know anything about Arabs and Muslims, the Palestinians are the most gifted people among all Arabs. Remember that. So now they have arrested all 6 of them. The remaining 2 were also arrested. They got all 6. Now remember, under apartheid rule, they will be tortured, persecuted, all that, because you know there's a separate law for the Jews and a separate law for the Palestinians and so forth and so on. So you can see how many times Amnesty International, others have written, United Nations have condemned them and so forth. And the big police chief is in serious problem. How come 6 people escaped from a maximum prison? So they forget always, they suffer from selective amnesia. Is it honor, zillet, does not belong in my hand and your hand. Nay, everything comes from Allah. How many people are plotting, planning against Islam and Muslims? وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives izzat, honor, to whoever He wishes, and He disgraces whoever He wishes. Remember the apartheid regime of Israel. The day they were born till the day they die, they always will be humiliated, disgraced. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, and verse number 26. So that's the first thing you should remember. And then the Jews, majority of them, in Islam you mustn't say all, because Quran says Laysu Sawa'a, they're not all equal. Some are good. Good meaning they have justice and that, although they're non-Muslims. So Almighty Allah states, remember in chapter 7, Surah A'raf, that وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَيْتًا يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. That till the day of Qiyamah, Allah Jalla Wala will continue punishing them, and this will continue. Sometimes they will be punished by Hitler. We don't say everything he did is right, but he punished them. They will be punished by Hamas, they will be punished by Hezbollah, they will be punished by this one. Not that we agree with all the groups, remember, but Allah will use somebody. Sometimes they will be punished by the virus. So all these things will continue. Why? Because they are cursed people. They murdered prophets and messengers. They interpolated and brought about additions, omissions in the Torah. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. So therefore, remember that Palestine will be liberated. And if me and you are true Muslims, then we will beg and cry to Allah, make us part of that Jaysh and that army of Khurasan that will go with the black flags and liberate the whole of Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, and then meet Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu an, and join him and Nabi Isa alayhi salam to bring about true justice. Isa alayhi salam is Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and then bring about justice and true justice and true peace on the face of this earth. Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, does the husband have the right to stop his wife from breastfeeding their child?
It's totally haram. You must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the noble Quran, وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَمَيْنِ. That, remember that the weaning period, that is now when the baby is born, then you, the biological mother, you will breastfeed the baby, and the maximum period is 2 lunar years. So this is mentioned, you must remember, in Surah 31, and that is Surah Luqman. And there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses this issue in verse number 15:15. So in verse 14, sorry. So in verse number 14 and verse number Surah 31, verse 14, Almighty Allah speaks of that. So 2 lunar years, you must remember. So that is what the maximum period is. So the husband, the mother-in-law, father-in-law, no one can tell the daughter-in-law or the husband tell his wife, no, you can't breastfeed. It's totally haram, that. How can you deprive your child and say take alternatives when the breast milk is the best? So remember, la ta'at, this is the golden rule and maxim, always remember in your life. La ta'at li makhluqin fi ma'asitil khaliq, the hadith authentic in Mishkat Sharif. So remember, there is no obedience to any creation, whether it is governments, whether it is teacher, whether it is parents, whether it is whoever, when it leads to a sin against the Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you, the wife, you don't listen to your husband regarding this issue.
Mufti Sahib, what are the benefits of honey? And please tell us about Surah An-Nahl as well.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the bee, B-E-E, story time of his wadi. Yeah. Sunday's story time. People love stories. So people tell me we love Sunday Q&A because lot of stories. So Surah An-Nahl is chapter 16 of the Noble Quran. And Nahl means bee, B-E-E. So one person, non-Muslim, he asked, you know, that why you Muslims, and especially Indians, that you call your wife, you know, B-B. They say, why? You say, Fatima B-B, Hawa B-B. So that Indian guy, that Muslim guy was a sharpshooter. So he told that non-Muslim guys, you see the bee that gives honey, that it stings you once, but our wives, they sting you twice. So therefore, not all wives, some of them. So you might, to cover myself quickly there. So you must remember that, therefore, they say Hawa B-B or Hawa B-B. Be supposed to be Fatima BB, Aisha BB, like that. So anyway, you must remember this. So Surah An-Nahl refers to the bee. Now Almighty Allah speaks of the bee in the Surah. Wa Oha Rabbuka ila Nahli. Now if you know anything about bees, Almighty Allah inspired the bee. Me and you today, we need that Tom Tom, and we need all these gadgets. We want to go from here to Cape Town, from here to here, Durban, wherever. So with all the science and technology, we still get lost. So the bee, Allah said, you go, min al jibali buyuta, wa min al shajari mimma ya'rishun. You go right there to the mountains, the high, high places. You go make your honey, the hive and whatever. Then you the people and the honey, the birds, honey, the bees, you go to the fruits. And first, luki subula rabbiki dhulula. That's what I was saying. That you go in the highways that Almighty Allah made for you. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ. So subhanallah, from their belly you find the liquid, different hues, different shades, different colors, everything. And فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. The shifa and cure for humanity, Muslim, non-Muslim, adult children, male and female. Chapter 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse 69. It's not only every day I have honey, alhamdulillah, my honey gives me honey. So you must remember that. So I have every day with Allah's help. But the point I want to make, you know, if you got yakin, if you got firm conviction, say you got a wound or a scar, you got some pain on your wrist, on your hand, on your knee, you take little bit of honey and rub it also. So inshallah, with that also, it will really, really help you. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, so I went, you know, to Springs. I'll speak about it tomorrow in the report back, lengthy report, very, very interesting, mashallah. So one brother we met was our brother Faisal Asmal, his beloved son Yusuf Asmal, and the family, all of them, my wife, my niece, all of them were there. So addition in a family, so we had to go to Springs. So I said, no, I must go to Muhammad Junara's place, Marhum's place. He passed away, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and our brother Faisal Asmal. So Faisal Asmal took me around, mashallah, in his garden, and he's got beehives here and there and so forth. So every one of you who want very good quality of, you know, honey and different flavors and all that, so he, our brother Faisal Asmal, has got a wide collection there and variety. Excellent. So Allah Ta'ala give him and his family barakah, and for each one of you. And remember, this honey you get in the supermarket, the one that you just pour and is like liquid, not that one. You must try and get the raw one. You must try and get that rough one. So that is the one that is very, very effective. You must remember. And Allah Jalla Wala will grant us shifa, shima kamil, internally and externally. Complete cure, inshallah. We must have that yakin, firm conviction. And Allah Jalla Wala's Quran and Kalam, that is the direct speech of Almighty Allah, is always the truth. Chapter 16, verse number 69 and verse 68, go read it and you will understand. Ijazul Quran. More than 1400 years ago, what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke about the bee and the honey, you call this Ijaz. Mu'jaz, the miracle of the noble Quran.
I mean, Mufti Sahib, before we go for the break, please enlighten us, as Mufti Sahib is going to be extra busy during the course of the week because of the Free State Lecture Tour. Tell us about that, Mufti Sahib.
Inshallah, all of you make dua. Allah Jalla Wala take us safe and sound. Inshallah, my colleague Maulana Zahid Khan and myself, Wednesday, this Wednesday coming, we will be in Kronstadt. And there the Maulana is Maulana Ashraf Mangera. MashaAllah, Allah reward him. The program in the Kronstadt Masjid is after Isha, inshallah. Then on Thursday, from there we move to Senegal. I've been there once, and it's a church, and they bought it, made it a masjid, and so forth. Very, very impressive. So there our host will be Sheikh Arafat and Brother Karwa. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of them, mashallah. And thereafter, inshallah, that is now Friday, we're going, it's a holiday also. So therefore, I said, let me go. So they invited us so many times to Bloemfontein. That is Free State. There our brother Yunus Bata is there. Beautiful masjid. It took them more than 10 years. But alhamdulillah, beautiful. And a whole shopping complex also is part of it. So very, very good for self to be self-sufficient and so forth. So Jummah will be there. And then the night program after Isha will be there. And then from there we come to Dabanchu. So there, I forget the Maulana's name. So you must have Muhammad Rahman, Abdul Rahim, or something like that. So we will be there after Maghrib, inshallah, in Dabanchu. Then Sunday morning, inshallah, we will return. And Sunday afternoon, we will have Q&A, inshallah al-Aziz. So make dua. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it the means of hidayat and accept it. You know, Afzab, I don't know if you ever went, you know, on a Qirat tour or lecture tour with somebody, that today if you go to big, big cities and towns and that, and lot of ulama, Maulana's people come. But you go to these small, small towns, subhanallah, the atmosphere is electric, the vibrant atmosphere and society. The men, the women, the children, everybody's involved. The women with the cooking, take the samosas, take the bhajias, take the faluda, and all these things. And the men are there, and then we have Q&A and all that. So, mashallah, we give everybody chance. You ask whatever you want to. So, it's very good, inshallah. So make dua, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. Take us there safely, bring us back safely, inshallah.
Inshallah. I mean, Jazakallah khairan, Mufti Sahib. It's time for a break. After the break, we continue with the Q&A.